Mobile.
What? Ninja LTR, I don't know how I'll keep you. I'm up in the hills up north.
Earth? What are you doing? Cruising around a table rock or something?
To that. Going up to Liberty.
Going out on 11 then.
And we're on 276 now, way up there in the hills. Got a real good copy on you, I'm surprised.
I'm going out that way. Once you get to, what is that, South Press Mountain Road, it gets all scratchy on me. I don't know if that'll happen on you or not.
I'm pleased to be able to hear you today. Well, hope you had a good weekend, and don't know what you're up to today, but I'm sure it's working.
And it's not fun work. It's that government wants taxes. We want you to file a bunch of forms kind of work.
Ugh. That stinks. Oh, boy. Yeah, we let somebody else do that. But good luck with it. They got a lot of good tax things you can use online now for it.
Everything ready for the CPA. Because we have, you know, we don't do just aviation. We do other stuff, too.
Roger. I know you do. You contract and that. Well, this road's sure funny at times. And the curves come up when you're not ready for them. But Pickens County.
You know, I had that dream the other night where I won the lottery. And then I could drop do only the work I wanted to do, not the work I have to do to pay the bills. It was a fun dream.
I bought a lottery ticket the other day when it was so high. About 1 or 2 years, about the limit for us. Didn't even come close, not even a number. I always tell them that's where two fools met, me and the lottery commission.
You know, if I have like a couple of bucks sitting in my pocket change and I happen to be around somewhere that sells a lottery ticket. But, you know, I mean, good grief. You know, after the government gets done taking their half, give or take, you know, so, $1 million, that would cover everything I needed.
What I'd do with it nowadays? Oh, I'd have me a Gulfstream, maybe one of those 20 or 21s or whatever the model number is.
Not a 737-9 MAX, because the door might come off in flight.
Stand by just a second, Wyatt, in 0GR.
4 CPD Mobile.
Up on 4/10 of a mile to Punkintown Road, and I'm going up to my friends, Chris, KO4QLG. Up at Liberty, and he said to turn on this Punkintown Road, so that's what we're going to do.
That way, they might not have... what I seem to find over towards where that road going up the Sassafras is that Table Rock seems to block the signal, but you may be far enough away from that you'll be fine.
I lost coming home last time. This time we got Chris. He's listening there, and Chris, this is Wyatt, KJ4CTD, and if you need to break in, just break in anytime. And still says we're quite a ways from Chris's house. It says 19 miles, 38 minutes. Last time we wound up in Table Rock, National Forest or whatever it is, and I think we drove about 100 miles by the time we got home.
Because 11 straightens out, and you can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. And, you know, usually when it straightens out, people go significantly faster than the speed limit on that route. And I mean significantly.
You limit faster?
Significantly faster, like, oh, so that's the speed limit, maybe we should double it.
They walk among us and they drive among us. And you know, that's a shame, because I find it so beautiful down here in Kansas. It was just, if you went west of where we lived in the southeast corner, it was just flat after you got out to Wichita, nothing. And you folks are so blessed down here. We've been here 14 years, and we still find it fascinating, the oldness and it's just people, and we really love it down here and the people.
It's flat out there. I remember I was driving from Nebraska to somewhere, is it Oklahoma City or Kansas? I can't remember whichever one's closer. And absolutely nothing, totally flat.
Well, there's lots of wheat and corn sometimes. I used to ride my motorcycle back and forth when I worked at Learjet, 165 miles back to Pittsburgh, Kansas. And, you know, it was beautiful when you went through the Flint Hills. I always wished at those, you know, the settlers that were in covered wagons and that. And they had to go through those Flint Hills, and they're big, and they're just before you get to Augusta, going west. And then it flattens out after west of Wichita, but up till then, there's some hills you wouldn't believe out there in the Flint Hills by Fredonia and Kansas and that. And I always loved riding them on my motorcycle, except when it was windy, it was just a little 250 Yamaha. N0TR.
Like this was like a October, November time frame, so it was right after the harvest. So it was really just flat and nothing.
Kim, when they harvest that with those combines, they're just lined up side by side. It looks like they're stretched out for a mile there. They really pick up some product.
Indiana when they're doing that. And yeah, they just chug right along. Truck after truck lined up to take the corn off the combine.
The trucks run right alongside them. Well, we're coming into Punkin Town, and I guess we just go straight at this intersection here, if you're listening, Chris. It says STOP. That's Skid Tires on Pedestrians. It's a Phillips 66 station and general store.
But she'll be taking a left on the highway, just around the curve, and then you'll go several miles to Pump Town, California, otherwise.
I'm in Pumpkin Town. I just went through it, Chris. Just keep going straight.
Yes, sir. Keep going straight. You're a little farther than I thought.
Okie doke. Go ahead, Wyatt. You can holler at Chris.
Okay, you gotta watch out for Tom. He talks a lot and he speaks a lot, I think.
So I think anybody that knows him knows that. And you just gotta get used to it again.
That's a one for both of you.
You know we love Bernice. Sorry.
Shoot, everybody loves Bernice, but I love people, and so does she. She's a lot quieter, and don't say it. I know she don't have a chance to be anything else. Why?
Yeah, that's in the breakup. We're taking Bernice.
Them likes to attract each other. That's what it is. Go ahead, Chris.
I think you found a good one, Tom.
Years, I'd hate to think that I didn't. Well, yeah, Wyatt, I still got a good signal on you.
Got on to Wade Hampton at Fairview by the Target, and yep, traffic's still just, you know, I don't know what's going on with the traffic here. But anyway, yeah, I love to get my my sister-in-law. I'm like, you know, we're so thankful you took our brother off our hands. And hey, do you want to go back to Chicago for a week with him? We'll keep him and she's like, yeah, but he needs to go home and fix stuff. So I'll take him this time, but maybe next time I'll take you up on that.
JI4LZI4. You, when you was at Pumpkin Town there at the four-way stop, you was just 3 miles from where I live at.
Good morning, Andy.
You was at Pumpkin Town.
It's Tom. I thought maybe you was warning me. Go ahead, Wyatt. Just send your OTR.
I'm to ship some of these people back to wherever it is they came from. We got too many people on Wadehampton at 1248.
Put up with that traffic, do you?
Hold on, I'm pretty blessed with that.
I haven't been to your house.
When I was younger, I walked from here to the house down there where you was at while I got punked down many, many times. Most of the traffic that's around here now is from people moving in from other places. When I was growing up, much faster.
Yeah, we've got one truck in front of us. And as far as seeing consistent traffic, that's the only one we've seen. Go ahead, Wyatt.
And for the fact that I had to go into Greenville for work-related stuff and to see Mom, I try to stay off this road. I much prefer the back road. I mean, I got like 7 different ways I can get to Clemson, and I always go 11 because I just don't have to deal with as many stupid people, just the very fast speeders.
I'm just still glad I don't have to put up with it.
I'm passing the Pumpkin Town Fire Department.
Yeah.
There's two of them. There's one back up here between Pumpkin Town and Caesar's Head, and another one out there between Pumpkin Town and Pink.
Well, what have you been up to today, Andy?
I have the scan on and heard that you was this close up here to where we are. I guess you noticed when you was coming up here where the repeater site was at up on Caesar's Edge, you can see it good in this kind of weather.
I wish I could. I've never seen it. But I wouldn't know which direction to look in. I'm just trying to find my way to Chris's. Go ahead, Wyatt.
It's time for y'all because I'm getting ready to enter the Paris Mountain Shadow. So it's good talking to y'all and hey Andy and bye Andy. And we'll catch y'all later. KJ4 CTD, clear on y'all's final.
73's Wyatt, nice to hear you.
From right there where you are, where you was at the four-way stop and Pumpkin Town, if you find your right spot there, you can see the WYFF tire real, real good from right around in the Pumpkin Town there because you're right under Caesar's Head.
Sometimes you break up a little bit. I'm passing the Griffin Baptist Church, Chris.
Still going correct.
Trouble getting there. I have trouble getting back. I got this thing called track on this newer automobile, and it's laying dots there, kind of like throwing out tissue behind you, or trying to rag around the tree so you find your way back. If I can push the right button, it ought to guide me back.
You're getting enough number of trips on you. All right. Should jar your memory a little bit when you come up to the turns.
Well, Andy, good to hear you. I'm going to let Chris guide me in on this final approach to the runway here. And it's sure beautiful here. We're really enjoying the ride. But, I remember church on the corner, but I just don't know if I turned there or not, Chris. It says 2.6 miles, turn left on Pendleton Street. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. But your next stop should be at a red light in the town of Pickens. So you'll just keep going straight until you get in town.
And I'll go to red light to the left.
At that red light, you'll be at the bottom of the hill. You'll go straight through once it turns green. And you'll go on up two or three more red lights, and then you'll turn.
Zero TR. Boy, the repeater has been doing beautiful. Just perfect. Of course, like I say, I'm pretty close to it. Uh-oh. There went the Gestapo, and I was 10 mile an hour over. He was going out of town. I got to slow down to 45 here. I was doing about 55, I think. But there was a truck in front of me going faster, so hopefully he'd stop him. Okay, it says 1.3 miles to Pendleton Street. So we must be getting into town here. And this flatbed with the trailer is kind of pulled over to the right. And I'm starting to see houses, Chris, and it's, let's see here, 30 miles an hour, and there's Sexton's Music and Games.
If when you come in town, you'll get an extra lane. And just stay in your left-hand lane till you get to the red light. And you go through it when it's green to a second red light. And you'll keep going straight at that second red light up to the top of the hill where McDonald's is. There'll be another red light.
You can carry on, and I'm going to go ahead and sign on that and let y'all go ahead and get directions. But back over in here, in this part of Pickens County, this repeater is very, very strong. It is very strong. Because a lot of places, like I said, you can see the tire. KI4 LZI portable, going just to listen.
Thank you, Andy. 73's. Well, this the red light right here, just as we're approaching the church, Chris.
Stay in your left lane, not the turning line. You'll go through the red line, go through a second red light, and go up to the top of a hill, and McDonald's will be on your right. And you'll want to be in the right-hand lane there.
In the right-hand lane here in front of the church right now, the Pickens Baptist Church. Now go through this one.
Yes, you'll go straight.
It's up in front of me. What do I do there?
You'll go straight until you meet up with Highway 178. Then you'll go west on Highway 178.
There'll be two lights then until we get to, because there's a 178 west, and I think that's where I goofed the last time. I don't want that.
178 goes up the main street, and it just stinks through. You'll want to go left on 178. If you miss that left, just go back and turn left again.
I went past the 178 West, and I'm still going straight here, Chris. Did I go too far? I'm past the Main Street Pizza.
You went too far. But you can go down to the next red light and turn left.
Here without any problem at all.
If you go to the next red light and turn left, you'll still be on the correct route.
Passing me Tony's restaurant here. I think I need to turn around, don't I?
That far, you need to turn around.
We're headed back in the other direction, Chris. That's where I got screwed up last time. And so I'll let you know. It says Pendleton Street, 0.6 miles ahead is what this is trying to send me on.
If you turned around, just look for the sign that says 178, and you'll go right this time on 178. It'll be a two red light track together.
Shouldn't be able to get that easy enough. I'm right down here in the center of town now. I can see the church up ahead. There's two red lights. I didn't see that 178 sign. It's got to be there. Arrow just past the Domino's Pizza there.
Correct. You'll go past Domino's and take a right.
You know, I didn't see that before, neither did Bernice. I see the historic Pickens Water Tower there. Boy, that's a nice old one. Okay, we're going to turn right here. Big hospital sign, and it says Pendleton Street. I should have listened to the GPS also. Oh, well. Maybe we'll get it right next time.
Now, once you turn right, you'll go through another red light about a block away. And then another red light at the bottom of the hill. There will be two lanes. I'm not sure where you turned the last time, but where you lose the right-hand lane, you can either turn an immediate right just as you lose the lane, or you can go straight.
Walk me to Bell Shoals Road.
It's the way that you're headed now, toward Bell Shoals.
You really know your area, I'm telling you. How many years you been here?
Two. Of course, there was some broken time in there, but basically 52.
Do that back in Kansas, but I can't do it down here. All right, it says 1.1 mile to Bell Shoals Road, and turn right.
It's correct. There should be a red light right there at Bell Shoals.
What's your?
KO4QLG. Don't think I've said that in a little while.
Bunch of slow traffic in front of me. Half a mile on Bell Shoals Road, turn right. Okay, it says, and this is N0TR. Beautiful horses out here. The white picket fence, and it says 1.4 to Roanoke Road, Chris.
Seeing those white picket fences, keep an eye out for an island in the middle of the road. The road will fork like a Y, and you'll want to take the left fork. If you miss it, it's okay, but take the left fork if you can. It'll be more direct.
Fork, we got you, Chris. Well, you live in God's country, I'll say.
Feel that way too.
We live away from the mainstream housing units that they built, and you can't see them. There's only been two houses built up there by us, and they're really out of character for the area. They're huge, more like the modern ones. But there seem to be nice people. They don't bother anything, and there's just nowhere else they can put houses, I hope. shoot. So, we're very blessed. And we just got 1.2 acres, but it's a lot more than we had in Kansas, Chris.
1.2 acres will keep the neighbors off of you. Pretty good.
Yeah, it, okay, there's an island out in the road. All right, we turn left there.
Yes, go around the right side of the island and turn left and take the left fork.
Go 3 to Gilstrap Road. I'm amazed that they got all these maps on Google Maps. That's what's built into the car. I can use the other one, Waze, but you got to hook a cord up to it to do it, and I don't want to mess with it. That Google Maps works good.
Jen, I will agree, but if you ever look at the light, Google Maps, it seems kind of intrusive. Taking pictures of your personal property?
Not in a long time, but you can go on QRZ and zoom right into your place up there, Chris. All you got to do is click on the map, or details, click on the map, and then click on the satellite, and you run right down to your backyard of anybody that's a ham, anyways.
That's the way Google Earth is.
On my computer back home, but it's far outdated now. We're passing a bunch of trailer houses here on the left, single wides. 4/10 to Gilstrap Road, so we're getting pretty close.
Up the hill, at the bottom of the hill, there'll be Roanoke Baptist Church. You'll turn to the right in front of the church, and that'll be Gilstrap.
I think that's the county breaking in, or the, not the county, but they determined it was the fire department up in North Carolina. It's been breaking into our repeater, so. All right, I turned right there at the church.
Donnie, it's your very next right.
Where the shop. It says 300 feet. There's a silver truck in the front of this house. Is that it?
Yes, Whitmire Hill. You'll turn right.
Misunderstood you. Whitmire Hill Road. I'm on it. Oh, and it's a dead end. Are they talking about you?
I'm afraid they are. I should see you in a second. It'll be the second driveway on the left.
Angus cattle out here, too. Okay, Chris, I'll see you in a little bit in 02.
Those cows, too, you should be coming around the curvy. There you are. Next road, turn right, driveway.
It says McHerd on it, this white trailer house, or do I go on past it?
Go past it. You can keep going to the cul-de-sac. That the shop, or you can turn around and walk.
I'm clear over here. I'm passing a house with a red roof and another one with a green roof.
How you go by where I'm at. When you turn around, look for my lime green Suburban under the carport. If you keep going straight, you'll go all the way to the shop. And there's a cul-de-sac in the shop.
Okay, so you want me to go back to the house, right?
All right, that's where I'm at. Or I can come to the shop. It's just not warmed up yet.
I'm turning around here at number 235. Just in that red roof house, that's pretty rough on that.
That's a new roof. The house number I'm at is 135.
47. There's an old Cadillac. Oh, okay. Race season. green Suburban and the carport. And I got it, Chris. I had it as 380, and this is 135. Oh, that was a shop. See you in a minute. Thanks, Chris.